All right, you're not trying to be banging up on that either. My Moldavine spray. Put that on the mic too. Hurt. You're playing no games. And I ain't about to play no games with you. You know what your problem is. You don't ever see that bigger picture. Ooh-ee. We gonna sage the space, cause I ain't playing no games. Get the energy right, cause I'm like, I'm turned up. I'm geeked up. Couple deep breaths in. Let's do three. In through the nose and out through the mouth, because we are trying to really calm our nervous system, okay? Again, second one. Whew. All right, let's go ahead and get it cracking, shall we?
Symphony speak to me, and when I close my eyes, I be listening frequently. I got the right vibe, just tune into my frequency.
Wow, what's up and what's the deal, everybody? Welcome to another episode of What? It's Giving Justice. And I'm who? Your host, Justice Jackson. And what do? We give justice one truth at a time. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. It has been, what is this, April? We are in abundance April, and we're getting ready for money making May. So I'm very grateful that March Madness was exactly what it was, where it was a lot of madness. And during that time of madness, I was practicing Ramadan. So that's really why y'all haven't heard from me in the last 30 plus days. You really haven't seen the content, because Ramadan is fasting for real. It is fasting for real, for real, for real. Holy deal, holy feel. It really brought a lot of light to what my addictions are. I'm definitely not addicted to food. I can eat one meal a day and go about my business. Now drinking water? Honey child, that's different. Like, in order for me to go to the gym, I actually have to wake up at 4:30 and go to the gym and be there till 5, until 6, until the sun comes down. Now, some days I did get up early enough to where I was able to consume water during my fast, but then majority of the days that I did go to the gym, I was just in there doing what I do, no water. And I know that sounds crazy, but when you think about it, I'm not really going to the gym like muchísimo. I need to sweat so much. That's going to help me lose weight. Like, no, I actually need to focus on the core strength that I'm trying to, like, I guess, utilize or make that muscled mind memory kind of go into rotation. That's what I really learned. So I think it's just great that I was practicing Ramadan during this time, because I'm also learning to just slow down. Baby, let me love you. Learning to slow down was heavy. Ramadan was a challenge for me because, one, all of my homies' birthdays. I'm talking about 316, 321, and 329. And all my homies like to smoke and drink. They like to go up. Now, I love them all down and dearly because they were actually very respectful in my Ramadan. They didn't force me to do anything. Everything was up to me. So Ramadan was a real self-discipline experience for me. And I just watched a sermon where it spoke on self-discipline being self-governing. And when you put it like that, honey, I'm not worried about who's worried about if I cut them off, what I do, how I move, because I'm governing myself. I'm doing what's for me, and I'm doing what's for me second. I'm always going to do what's best for God and whatever's in God's will first. And then there's me, and then there's everybody else. And if anybody doesn't like the way that you prioritize the things that you prioritize, don't worry about it. Don't worry about them, because they're not the top priority. And that's okay, because they don't have to be the main character in your life. You are the main character in your life. I bring that all to say, as I was practicing Ramadan, my honest truth, I was smoking and I was drinking. Did I wait till sundown? Yes. Did I have my days where I didn't? Yes. Did I fast successfully from food for the 30 days? I think maybe like 2 or 3 days where I didn't, but that's because that part was easiest for me. I think trying to be sure that I was doing my prayer, to make sure that I was doing my reading, that was a little different. But every time that I did have a slip up, I made sure that I went and I gave out and I gave back to the community. So for me personally, I was giving back money. I was giving out money. Okay, here's $5. Here's donating this. I'll buy you some food. I'll do this, because I know that I'm working on my relationship with money and my attachment to money. So what better way to learn to be abundant than to give, which I think is the importance of learning how to actually let things go and trusting when it's time to let things go, honey, so that you can receive more. And that was really where I feel I left you guys off of, where I was learning to let go, learning to take accountability, and really taking accountability, setting boundaries, having courage. It's been 6 months since I've quit my job, y'all. Haven't even thought about going back. Nope, not at all. Not at all. I've only been progressing. And the progression has been due to me trusting in my faith, me trusting in God, me trusting in my own personal beliefs. If this is what I believe, then I have to stand 10 toes down in that. And my belief is that everything is everything. Things are working out just the way that they're supposed to. God does not make mistakes. There are coincidences, and coincidences are nothing but synchronicities to what, to where you're going. And what I mean by that is like you being in the right position and being in the right place at the right time. During Ramadan, what I also learned was that self-discipline and self-governing was, even though I was choosing to drink and indulge in things because I was surrounded by it or because I wanted to celebrate with my friends and just really be in that space, I didn't shame myself. I'm not going to shame myself for the things that I choose to do. Whatever I choose to do, this is what I'm doing. And God knows before I even know that I'm about to do it. So I really don't need to judge myself. God knows exactly what type of time I'm going to be on. God knows that if I sit and I pray and I kneel and I'm like, forgive me for my sins, He knows I'm probably going to go back and do it again. But it's about being aware of that and being conscious of the fact like, okay, you keep doing the same thing. You say you want to get out of this, but you're not doing what you need to do to change. All right. At some time point, again, that accountability, you got to show up for you, most importantly. This is why I say priorities. So being that I'm doing everything so that God can see how devoted I am to His will and to what He wants me to do, I realize, okay, if I'm looking at myself in the image of being created through God, if I can do this for God, that means I can also do this for myself. And anything that I do for God is also me doing it for the better of myself because I'm doing it for God's will. The 30 days was a challenge, y'all. It was a challenge, but I was able to do it and I was able to get through. And I feel like I learned the clarity that I needed to learn, which is one, eliminating shame, not using shame as a motivation to better my discipline. And what I mean by that is if you ever have caught yourself like, oh, I didn't go to the gym. Like, you stupid, you fat ass, you didn't do this. And whoop-de-whoop-wop-wop. And you're just downplaying yourself. So you're using that as a way, well, I don't ever want to speak to myself like that. Or I don't ever want to feel like that again. So I'm not going to do it. I don't think that really motivates. But I think actually sitting there and taking accountability, like, yeah, I did it. What about it? How are you going to better yourself? And that's the most important thing, I think, to actually observe during Ramadan is what I listen to during the sermons is, okay, you messed up. Try again tomorrow. That's what it's about. It's about trying again, trying to consciously, actively be aware and doing better each day. We're not perfect. We're not perfect even being made in God's image. We're going to make mistakes, but we have to give ourselves the grace because that's what God does. And then the boundaries on grace, because you don't want to max out your grace card. That's the next point of conversation. Maxing out your grace card, that will run you dry. There was a period in time in February where I feel like I was constantly giving grace to people, places, persons, things, whatever the hell. Like I was just giving out grace, a grace card, like just swiping it crazy. And I started to realize the more grace I was giving people when I felt like they weren't treating me right, weren't respecting of my energy, my time, I started to realize, oh, I'm lacking boundaries. I'm not holding people accountable. I'm not holding people to a standard. And I used to think it was unfair to hold people to an expectation. But I was listening to the Hood Healer today and she's like, holding people to an expectation and having boundaries is a way to communicate with the universe that you have intention. And I do have intention with my energy, which is why when people are like, oh, you want to come kick it? I don't have time to kick it. I don't have free time to just kick it. Number one, I'm going on 30. I got a kid. I'm a cat mom. Like I can't just be out here. Like not only do I have a cat, but I also have me. I have me to take care of. And then after I have me to take care of, I have a community to take care of. I have a family to take care of. Like I don't have time to just be playing around and showing up for people and their situations and their experiences, especially if you're going to keep repeating the thing that you said you weren't going to do. I'm not here to judge you because that's none of my business. I'd be on the same type of time. But I had to start to realize and learn like, oh, people don't need me. They want to use me and use my energy to uplift them. But some people just need God's love. They need God's touch. And I think I've been learning that through my healing. Like, rather than continuously always bringing up the past, I'm allowing myself to create new experiences. So yes, I'm going to give you grace for this, but I'm also going to set a boundary. And whether you see that boundary coming or not really makes me no difference. And that's also another point of conversation. I'm realizing I don't have a lot to say. And that's why this podcast is no longer called Say Jackson. I started Say Jackson because I was so convinced, like, oh, I got a lot of shit to talk. I got a lot of shit to say and I want to get off my chest, but I'm realizing people don't even deserve that. Like, sometimes the best response is no response. And I'm learning that as I'm turning 30. Sometimes I don't have nothing to say because I've already said it, to be honest. I am going to communicate everything from my energy to actually verbally expressing, because some people can't read the room. And I get that. But I'm also not going to guide you and explain to you where you may have had me fucked up. I'm not doing that. If you couldn't see it, what is the point of explaining it to you? We ain't really that close. We ain't really that deep. If I have to explain to you, yo, you got me fucked up. I'm over explaining myself. I'm overly showing up. I'm actually doing too much. I need to cut back, because self-preservation is key. Learning to utilize your energy for what you need it for is key. I can't just keep showing up and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. And that's what I learned during self-isolation. Sometimes I need to recharge. I need to take a second. I need to kick back and I need to do me, because if I don't, I'm going to explode. The energy is too kinetic. It's too all over the place. It's doing too much. Let me take a seat back. Let me chill out and see what it is. Because a lot of the times in observation, you can see everything that you need to see, honey. I don't have to do the most. Doing the least is actually what will help you succeed. I guarantee it. I know we live in a time where hard work, get your hustle on. Da-da-da. I'm chilling, baby. Like I said in the last episode, I was developing a conscious body, breathing underwater, listening to music, vibing with my mom, eating 9 months, 9 months. And then I came out full human being. I came out feet first. They didn't even get a chance. I'm coming out feet first. What's up? I'm ready on my SpongeBob. I'm ready. Like, what are we talking about? I'm not about to do the most. I was just watching a sermon again, where if you do two things, which is one and all, ultimately putting God first, but they said put the kingdom first and then his righteousness first. You don't have to do the most. Everything will come to you because I'm keeping God first. A prime example. So I had an interview today for a position that I really want, and I was doing prayer. It was prayer time. You have to do 4 prayers of, I can't pronounce it correctly, so I don't want to say it, but you do this prayer 4 times. I'm on my 3rd prayer. I rewinded the prayer because I watch it on YouTube, because I don't know how to translate the prayer from Arabic. And I was getting nervous because it was like 15 minutes into my interview. And I'm like, oh my God, what happens? Like, I'm going to have to stop my prayer so I could get on the interview. But I'm like, no, I'm putting God first. I am putting God first and I'm not playing. And I closed my eyes and I said, while I was praying, like, God, I trust you in everything that you do. Why did I open my eyes at 8:55? The appointment was at 9. But wait, it gets deeper. Then the person, the recruiter, calls or texts me and says, hey, I have a meeting at 9 that I can't reschedule. Can we do it at 12? So not only was I going to show up on time, but it was able to get pushed back so that everything I also needed to do for myself was able to get done. And those are the powers that be. It'd be the little synchronicities for me, y'all, for real. Like, I pay attention to everything, which is like, you can't fool me. You can't get things past me, number one. And even if you do, honey, it's going to be revealed to me, because God is always in places that you are not. God sees things that you don't see. So while you're fighting and yearning to hold on to things, to do all these things to make it happen, God already knows how it's going to go down, which is why I'm just like, it's my birthright to just kick back. Like, it's my birthright to be abundant, because things are for me. I'm not working for nothing. I'm sorry. I really believe that if it's for me, it will be peaceful. God only wants peace for me. Sorry. And even things that feel like they're disruption or chaos, that's just a natural order of things. So I'm just going with it. I'm just flowing with it. Which brings me into the next conversation. Fear. Let me tell you, I went to the dentist. I had to get a filling. My biggest fear, because I haven't let go of my past experiences from the dentist where they've stabbed me in my freaking tongue and numb my tongue on accident, or when they put the needle in there and it hurts like hell. I'm talking about boohoo crying. I'm going on 30 and I'll be like, this is, I don't care. It hurts. Please don't hurt me. Went to a new dentist. When I tell you, I had the most beautiful experience at that dentist. I went in there and I was so scared, and it ended up turning to be the greatest experience I've had at the dentist by far, because I'm learning to let fear go. I have to look at fear straight in its face, how I'm looking at y'all, and be like, let me teach you, because I'm not scared. I'm not worried about nothing. I'm not worried about losing a friendship. I'm not worried about losing a relationship. I'm not worried about losing money. I'm not worried about letting go of nothing, because everything that's for me will be returned 10 times full. And that's really just it. Worried about losing what? For what? What's for me is for me. And I only want to align things that are for me. And the things that are for me, I don't have to work extremely hard or outside of myself to get those things done. They will come to me effortlessly. For real. I'm not playing. Money making May. Like, this is going to be it because I do look like what I'm growing through. Woo, heavy on it. Most people want to be like, I don't want to look like what I'm going through. But that's because you keep saying you're going through something. When are you going to stop going through it and start growing through it? Going through it is like just the cycles, complete cycle, 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 cycle. But when you're growing through it, you're allowing yourself to see what's up. Hey, this soil works. Hey, this amount of sunlight works. Hey, this amount of water works. These things work and these things don't work. And that's really where I'm at in my life. I'm growing through things, okay? I ain't broken. I had somebody tell me that the other day. I ain't broken. I let it sit with me for a second. Fuck my head up. But I'm not broken. And even if I am broken, I'm growing, which means I'm sealing all the pieces together. So I'm not just sitting there shattered, being a victim to my situation. Oh my God. No, I'm doing better. I'm always going to figure out how to do better because that's why God keeps waking me up. God is not putting me in these situations or these situations aren't happening or really life. I like to say that life is what controls the environment. Life is the external factors while God is the internal factors. I think I heard in sermon one day where they said, God isn't going to change your conditions and the environment, but what he will do is change your mind and your heart. Can I get an amen? Amen. God is not going to change your conditions and your environment, but he's going to change your mind and your heart. Life is still going to keep lifing. What are you going to do? You got to learn to respond to things way differently, honey. You got to realize the way you respond to things is how your environment is. And that's why I had to learn certain things I'm not responding to. I don't want nothing to do with that. And I get to say that. And I'm not going to feel bad. And if somebody feels like I neglected them or you have to take that up with God. Like, I'm sorry, boo. I don't know if that sounds crazy or diabolical, but like, if this is how I'm finna move, this is how I'm finna move. And if it doesn't align with you, it just don't align with you. It's no hate. It's no bad blood. It just is what it is. Let's keep it peeing. Let's keep it pushing. You feel me? Like, not with that. I'm super not with that. Like, I'm telling y'all, when I first started the podcast, it's all about faith. I'm putting all my everything in faith. Wherever God and Spirit tells me to move, that's what I'm on. I can't. And what I feel, I'm not going to keep questioning the way I feel about things. If I feel like it's weird in here, it's weird in here. Why am I going to stick around and figure out and wait until it gets weirder? Heck no. Absolutely not. 1,000%. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm allowing everybody to show up as they want. And I'm not going to judge you or your situation. Things just are what they are. And I get to choose again what's for me and what's not. God only wants peace. Any space that I'm in where I have to question or be paranoid ain't space for me. Sorry to say it. No, I'm not. I'm actually not. That's the truth. That's just the truth. God is going to change your mind and your heart. And I'm responding to things differently and I'm learning to heal. Like I said, creating new experiences. But I got boundaries, baby. And the boundaries are just simple. The boundaries are very simple. I'm doing this or I'm not doing it. And I don't need to explain. I don't have to. I know everybody be like, sometimes you have to. No, I don't. If you are so confused why somebody is moving the way that they are moving, that means you haven't been paying attention at all. Because I think everything is already written. The pieces are already there. Things are already going the way that they're going to go. So, yeah, I'm not fighting for nothing. I feel if I got to fight for what? It's not for me. Like, I want to keep saying that during this podcast. Things that are for you are going to be for you, boo. It's got your name on it. Hence why I bought these nails. Like, guess what the name of these nails are called? Justice League. They're for me. These are mine. My name's on them. I'm going to buy them. The hell? What the hell? Got me cursing up in this doggone thing. And I'm feeling great. I'm feeling the best I've ever been, which means this is only going to get better. I look like exactly what I'm growing through. I'm realizing what cycles I'm repeating, how I don't want to repeat them. If I feel like I'm going through the same cycle and the same loop, boop, knock that one off. I need to create a new experience. I need to do something new. And that's what energy is. It can't be destroyed. So I can't destroy my past experiences and destroy my memories. They are what they are. But what I can do is create new ones. And that is where I'm abundant. We are abundant in creating new responses for ourselves in order to create new things. That's how you manifest, honey. The reason why your manifestations aren't coming true because you keep doing the same thing. And that's called insanity. That's called an insanity loop. You keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. How, mama? Period, Kobe. It's not going to work, love. Try something new. Do something different. And this is why they say how to get out of depression and anxiety. Do something different. Do something new. Don't do what you've already done because it ain't working. I had to learn that quick. My relationships that I was experiencing were going the same way because I kept showing up in the same way, allowing people to max out my grace card. I don't have that anymore. I can't show up for you like that. I can't do that for you anymore. If I'm in a space where I keep doing the same thing and now I feel like I'm being used, that was a terrible space for me to be in. I hated that feeling. I hated questioning whether people were using me or not. Like, what are we talking about? Using me is crazy. And I think I had to I felt weird even saying it because I'm like, using me? Why are people using me? Like, what do I have? Well, one, we all got energy and that's a huge power, but using in the essence of like, I had to realize I had to rewrite the narrative where it's not that I was being used. I just, again, I was being maxed out. I was being maxed out to the point where I was feeling used because I didn't feel like people were pouring back into me. You're going to get that credit card limit, but you got to pay it off as you go. You got to continue to pay it off as you go. And there's a point in time where I'm just like, if it's not pouring back into me, I can't. Again, growing. This is not the soil. This is not the water. We don't have the right environment. This isn't the right conditions that I'm going to be able to grow in. So I have to go. And I'm only going where I'm growing. You feel me? Not again. Not again. So that's what we on, y'all. We are going where we're growing, okay? We're not maxing out our grace card because continuous grace without accountability, that sounds foolish. And it sounds unfair and it sounds unjust. And that's not how you should be pouring into yourself. It is actually the time to start putting yourself first and know that it's okay to put yourself first. Yeah, it's okay to say, hey, I need to do me. I need to do me real quick. I'm doing me. I ain't nobody floaty. You got to start realizing some of the things that people need when you're giving, 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 and it's not enough for them. Or you feel like, damn, they don't appreciate this, or damn, they're not getting better. And I say that quotes because we're not here to fix people. You got to know that they need God. And that's just real, real talk. Like, I feel like that's the best thing I can do for people. I can be a listening ear and then I could be like, you know what? I'm going to pray for you. And I think you should pray too. So rather than me going around and talking about people and say, oh, you got me stuff, I just sit there and I have a conversation with God because now I'm getting a chance to pray for myself because God heal my heart. If I'm speaking negatively about someone or something is infuriating me, God heal my heart. Heal my heart and also heal them, whatever they're going through and whatever their experience is. You feel what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So yeah, putting yourself first, knowing to put God first in everything that you do, because everything will work out. We don't got to do much, y'all. We don't got to do much. Literally. So I said in my monologue for the Zeus drop that I put, I'm just showing up as myself and I will be rewarded for that. The more I continue to be conscious of who I am and the purpose of what God has instilled in me, the more I can show up authentically and get paid for that. Right now, this is why I said money making May. I'm being who I'm is. I'm showing up where I'm supposed to show up. I'm coming with the right energy, the good energy, but I'm also being open, allowing myself to learn and experience things without judgment, without just like, think, you know, just experiencing and creating new memories, honey. I'm getting paid. We're getting paid in May, okay? We're getting that money on May. Not a joke, boo. But I think that's it. That's all I got for y'all. This has been another episode of It's Giving Justice with your host, Justice Jackson. And yeah, I love y'all down. I love y'all dearly. Thanks for listening. Make sure you comment, like, share, subscribe, or don't. Like I said, either way, I'm doing what I'm doing because it's what God wants me to do. So yeah, thank you. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so burnt out. Anyways, I love you guys dearly, and I'll see you on the next episode of It's Giving Justice. Bye. I just want to say thank you. Okay.